855 Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Rural areas outside the Kansas City metro saw severe weather through Wednesday morning. Some of the storm's heaviest effects were seen in Franklin and Douglas counties, where heavy rain caused flash flooding and high winds toppled trees. Lane is home to 244 residents, most of whom were cleaning up after the storm Wednesday. 4.5 inches of rain fell in a matter of hours, causing high water in many areas. And authorities are investigating an alleged robbery involving three suspects in southwest Kansas. J.P. Bizet has more.
It happened on North Main Street in Garden City just before midnight on Saturday. The victim, a delivery driver, was robbed of both the food and personal belongings by three individuals when he arrived at a residence to deliver pizza. The suspects have been identified as Alicia Cisneros, Joshua Ricones, and Frankie Rivera. They have been arrested on charges of robbery.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
John Deere compact utility tractors are great for landscaping, maintaining your property, and other outdoor projects. And with a pallet fork attachment, those tasks are easier and more efficient. Right now at Prairie Land Partners, receive a free pallet fork with the purchase of a new 1 through 5 series compact utility tractor. Lift and move bags of feed, seed, hay, large rocks, and more with the ease of a John Deere compact utility tractor. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com.
Prairie Land Partners.
We hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Win the battle against rust and corrosion with PB Blaster at O'Reilly Auto Parts. PB Blaster quickly busts loose rusted, corroded, or frozen parts. PB Blaster is great for everything from bolts to frozen locks. Right now, pick up an 11-ounce bottle of PB Blaster for just $6.99, plus get 2x O-Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development is developing a comprehensive strategic plan to expand broadband infrastructure statewide and ensure every Kansan has access to reliable high-speed internet. To assist in this and provide accurate data for the plan, the department is calling on residents to participate in an important online speed test and survey. The data collected ultimately will help guide the allocation of state and federal resources to areas in need. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said that by engaging directly with Kansans to learn about their broadband capacity, they aim to secure significant funding to connect underserved areas and establish Kansas as one of the best states in the nation for high-speed internet access. The speed test will measure internet speed, general location, and the IP address while maintaining the privacy of personal information. Participants also will be asked to complete an optional survey that provides vital insights into connectivity patterns, necessary training requirements, and affordability of internet services. While this is not the first initiative of its kind, it is undeniably significant, and greater participation from residents will allow more accurate results. Participants will be asked to take 5 to 7 tests at different times of the day or days of the week. To participate, residents should visit the official website of the initiative, broadbandks.com, where they can complete a quick and simple online speed test. And this test, which only takes a few minutes, will provide valuable data on internet connectivity throughout the state. The 2023 Wheat Quality Council's Hard Winter Wheat Tour across Kansas wrapped up on Thursday, May 18th, and during the 3 days of wheat scouting, tour participants traveled 6 routes from Manhattan to Colby to Wichita and back to Manhattan, and this year's tour hosted 106 people from 22 U.S. states, plus Mexico, Canada, and Colombia in 27 vehicles while traveling across the state. The 3-day average calculated yield for the fields that will be harvested was 30 bushels per acre. And while an estimated 8.1 million acres of wheat were planted in the fall, the Kansas wheat crop has suffered from a multi-year drought, which has robbed the state's yield potential and resulted in many abandoned fields. The official tour projection for total production of wheat to be harvested in Kansas is 178 million bushels, indicating that tour participants thought abandonment might be quite a bit higher than normal at 26.75%. The production number is the average of estimated predictions from tour participants who gathered information from 652 fields across the state. Based on May 1st conditions, NASS predicted the crop to be higher at 191 million bushels with a yield of 29 bushels per acre and abandonment at 18.5%. For fields that have not yet headed out, scouts use an early season formula model to calculate the potential yield of the fields. The model uses an average head weight based on 2013 to 2022 Kansas wheat objective yield data. For the fields that had already headed, attendees were able to use a late-season formula to calculate the yields based on the number of wheat heads, the number of spikelets, and kernels per spikelet. These formulas are provided by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. The tour captures a moment in time for the yield potential for fields across the state, as these fields are still 3 to 6 weeks from harvest, so a lot can happen during that time to affect final yields and production. The State Conservation Commission will hold its regular meeting on Tuesday, June 6th at 1 p.m. at the K-State Southwest Research Extension Center in Garden City, and a virtual meeting option can be accessed on request. The SCC consists of 5 elected commissioners, 2 ex officio members representing the Kansas State University Agriculture Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension Service, and 2 appointed members representing the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation consults with the SCC to protect and enhance Kansas's natural resources through the development, implementation, and maintenance of policies, guidelines, and programs that are designed to assist local governments and individuals in conserving the state's renewable resources. For more information or to request a copy of the agenda, you can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture, DOC, at kda.doc@ks.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, a project to improve a portion of U.S. 36 in Norton is expected to start on Monday, June 12th, weather permitting. The work will include a full-depth pavement reconstruction starting just east of the U.S. 283 junction and ending at the east city limits, and new curb, gutter, and sidewalks will also be installed. During construction, westbound traffic will be restricted to one lane through the work zone, and eastbound traffic will be detoured via U.S. 283, Main Street, and Eagles Road. A 12-foot vehicle width restriction will also be in effect. The project is scheduled to be completed in October, conditions permitting. Vox Parga Construction of Newton is the primary contractor with a total contract cost of $2.6 million. The project is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's City Connecting Link Improvement Program, which helps cities maintain, repair, and improve highway routes that are located within city limits. For more information, you can contact the Norton City Administrator, James Maru, at 785-877-5000, or the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. Ag Valley Co-op Board of Directors are pleased to present $500 scholarships to high school seniors across Ag Valley Co-op's trade territory who plan to further their education at a higher institution. General Manager Jeff Krudgel wished the students congratulations and best wishes for the future. After reviewing this year's applicants, the Board of Directors selected recipients that include locally from Northern Valley High School, Stephanie Whitney, who plans on attending Cloud County Community College to study business, and from Norton Community High School, Avery Porter, who plans on attending Fort Hays State University to study elementary education, Tate Schultz, who plans on attending Colby Community College as undecided, and Colin Brooks, who plans on attending Sterling College to study pre-physical therapy. Ag Valley Co-op is a member-owned agricultural cooperative established in 1953 that serves communities in West and Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas. For more information, you can visit agvalley.com. The Norton County Community Foundation has announced its 2023 scholarship recipients, and a total of $24,450 was awarded to Norton Community High School seniors and/or second-round college students from six different funds held at the Norton County Community Foundation. The funds, their cumulative award totals, and the recipients include the Candace Gay Memorial Scholarship of $500 to Lucas Kinney, the Della Connell Scholarship for a total of $20,000 to Avery Stark, Kara Cox, Colin Brooks, Cooper Bailey, Dylan Hawks, Ellie Katz, Erica Miller, Kayla Donahue, Kelly Donahue, Colton Field, Lakin Lanier, Lauren Shoemaker, Lucas Kinney, Nolan Juniman, Olivia Miller, Rylan Waldman, Sean Ward Anderson, Silas Jones, Wesley Brooks, and Wyatt Hammond. The Durham Family Scholarship of $750 to Jefferson Otter, the Glenn and Wilda Bowman Family Scholarship of $1,000 to Taylor Mapes, the Norton Community High School Alumni Endowment Scholarship of $1,000 to Colin Brooks, and the Norton Rotary Scholarship of $1,200 to Ella Carter, Avery Porter, and Garrett Urban. Lindsay Peterson, the Director of Development and Operations, said they're excited that the Norton County Community Foundation was able to facilitate the scholarships for these 25 recipients, and as always, they want to thank their donors whose commitment to education will make a big difference in the lives of these students. For more information about scholarships, you can call the Norton County Community Foundation at 785-874-5106. And for more information about the Norton County Community Foundation, you can visit their website at nortoncf.org. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Fire up the grill with your Jamboree on sale this week. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.48 a pound. Sirloin tip steaks, $4.98 a pound. California cherries, $4.98 a pound. Fresh asparagus, $2.48 a pound. Select varieties Malt-O-Meal cereal, $4.48 each. And select variety Gatorade Thirst Quencher, just $5.99 each. Enjoy these savings and more this week at your Jamboree Foods with locations in Norton and Hill City.
With more ways than ever to connect to news and entertainment, 90% of new car buyers want the tried and true AM/FM radio option. Gadgets are great, but when you're behind the wheel, you just want that local connection that can't be replicated. Local AM/FM radio is dependable and free, with no subscription or cellular data required. And as the backbone of the emergency alert system, we are here to keep you safe in dangerous times. Visit wearebroadcasters.com and tell us how you depend on AM.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. A new proposal from the Bureau of Land Management is raising alarm bells for public land users. Michael Clements shares more.
The Bureau of Land Management's recent conservation proposal would be a major shift in public land management. Shelby Hagenauer, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Government Affairs Director, says the proposal could change the way farmers and ranchers operate in the western U.S.
There are several things they're proposing. The first one, and probably the most significant, is elevating conservation as a use under the Federal Land Policy and Management Act of 1976. They're proposing to create a new kind of lease on BLM lands, a conservation lease. They're prioritizing the designation and protection of areas of critical environmental concern. And these are areas that have special management attention, and they could include simply closing down areas entirely from public use.
Hagenauer says the proposal was developed with no stakeholder input or advance notification.
These are really complicated issues and conversations that should be facilitated by the agency with the involvement of all stakeholders, folks interested in grazing, the energy industry, recreationalists. They should have these conversations over years to develop really solid, durable solutions. Right now, public input is confined to a 75-day public comment period. And further, the public meetings they're holding have left stakeholders of all kinds with more questions than answers.
She encourages Farm Bureau members to contact their lawmakers regarding the issue.
Work with your state Farm Bureau. Provide comments about the benefits your work has on the land. You can contact members of Congress and senators to tell them what this impact may be to your ranch. Ask them to support an extension of the comment period. And finally, there's legislation that would require the BLM director to withdraw the proposal so that they could go back to the drawing board and work collaboratively with all of these interests in a true multiple-use spirit.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Thanks, Michael, for the update. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
A frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up. That frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Fairly good rain chances for western Kansas over the next few days and scattered showers and thunderstorms in our eastern counties. With the cloud cover, our daytime highs will stay fairly cool in our western high plains, but warming up in the eastern half of the state. That big high pressure system in the eastern states looks like it'll hang around through the weekend, so we have weak storm systems stacking up in the western half of the country. And with a southerly flow of moist air, we'll have enough for a continued chance of precipitation for most of our state over the next few days. On the map, high pressure is centered over the Great Lakes and the Northeast. That's an upper-level system causing dry and warm conditions out there. Meanwhile, we've got plenty of moist air hanging around the Central Plains. Low pressure over eastern New Mexico and the Central Rockies, and we're getting ripples of low pressure moving across our area. So showers and thunderstorms are a pretty good possibility in central and western Kansas through the afternoon and evening. More scattered precipitation in the eastern counties. Shouldn't get any severe weather today. Cloud cover will hold western Kansas in the 70s for the next few days, with 80s in the central and eastern counties. Some occasional showers and a few thunderstorms mixed in for the evening and overnight. Good rain chances in the central counties tomorrow morning and for much of western Kansas tomorrow afternoon. Not much of a change in the weather pattern through the weekend. We can expect scattered precipitation just about statewide. This afternoon in our northwestern counties will be in the upper 70s with upper 50s overnight. North central low 80s today, and tonight will be in the low 60s. Mid 80s northeast and low to mid 60s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 70s southwest, and tonight upper 50s. South central upper 70s and low 80s today, low to mid 60s overnight. Southeast mid to upper 80s for the afternoon, and tonight's lows in the low to mid 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door or all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Oasis is currently not providing legal funding in Arkansas, Kansas, Kentucky, Maryland, North Carolina, North Dakota, or West Virginia. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
News hourly, Kansas and Nebraska news and sports every morning, noon, and evening. We've got you covered on KQNK.
I have a picture. And we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now. All tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Just the girls sing.
Okay.
It's a Ladies' Choice Weekend this weekend.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.